Download complete. Initiate playback. Playback. Enjoy the show.
That time again. What's up, everybody? Me Time Gamer, how's it going? Welcome to episode 18 of the Me Time Gamer podcast. How's everybody going here? Joe, John, whatever, you know, you remember the name. Oh god, third week in a row I do that awkward beginning. Yeah, so like I said, welcome to episode 18 of the Me Time Gamer podcast. Hopefully everybody's going well. I'm going fantastic as always. Hopefully you guys are ready. It's not a big week this week for news and stuff like that. A couple bit news about Far Cry 5 and stories like that. A couple new things we'll talk about. And yeah, of course, before we go into news, as usual, you can follow me everywhere, Me Time Gamer, at Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on YouTube, where you can watch the video version of the podcast. Of course, if you want to watch the podcast, if you're watching the podcast, you can also listen to the podcast on pretty much every podcast app in iTunes, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and all those lovely, lovely podcast application. And of course, you can go to the website if you want links to some of the stuff I will be talking about. You can find the links at metimegamer.com, and you can go to the podcast section and find it there. Usually on the front page, you can find the post concerning the specific podcast you will be looking for. So without further ado, like I usually do, I'll start off by talking what I played in the past week since the last podcast. Of course, then we'll move right into the news. We'll drop into the kickstarting it. I'll explain that if you're your first time listening to the podcast. I'll explain what that is when I get there. And of course, we will conclude the podcast as we usually do. So without further ado, let's get into what I played in the last week. So the last week, I played a lot of different games. Let me pull up YouTube here because I'm a bit confused of what I've played lately. I played a lot of Far Cry Primal a bit more. Just give me a second here. Sorry, I'll be ripped. Yeah, so I played a bit of Primal. I didn't post any videos yet this week for that. Sorry, I got the hiccups there. Sorry if I'm slowing down a bit. Yeah, I did. I played a bit of Far Cry stream. I didn't stream yet this week, but during the weekend I did a tiny bit. I started playing Stellaris. There was a special on the Humble Bundle monthly subscription, which you can buy the subscription. It's $12 a month, but you can opt out of it anytime you want. And Stellaris is usually like a $40-$50 game, but if you bought the monthly pass for $12, you get Stellaris as the first game for free. And I think on 2 days, June 2nd, you get the other games that unlock, like 10 more games or something like that. Yeah, so I bought Stellaris. Holy smokes, Stellaris is such a fun game to play. It's a game I've wanted to play for a while now. It's very like galaxy exploration, like taking over, becoming like the supreme leader of the galaxy or stuff. Like, if you to resume it briefly, you start off like choosing wherever you want to. If you guys don't know what the game is, you start off by like selecting the race you want to play at. Of course, you got the human. I think you got two human factions. With like they want the first one, the one I pick. I guess it's the base one. I think if I remember correctly, it's called the United Nations of Earth. And then you have another one that's like another set of human people, but it takes place on another planet. Of course, then you have different alien types that you start off with your planet with a couple of ships and stuff like that, and then you have to explore your solar system, then move on to other solar system, and you keep expanding out, like installing frontier bases and stuff like that. And eventually, you start meeting alien factions you can become friends with or stuff like that. So I haven't gotten to the like deep down into it yet. So I know there's a lot of it's very involved when you get even deeper inside of it. So I will have to check that once I start playing even more. So definitely next week, definitely check out for videos on that. I did play a couple small little games. I played Meatly Makes, which is an older game by the guys that make Bendy and the Ink Machine, which Meatly Makes is actually a fun little game. It's a QTE game, so you have to press buttons when stuff happens on the screen. It's WASD. And that's pretty much, sorry about the phone there. It's pretty much WASD. And that's pretty much it. It's pretty straightforward, but it's a fun gameplay mechanic. And then, of course, one video I released today while I'm recording this is called Deliriant. The game literally takes 20 minutes to finish. And I was a bit disappointed when I played the game because I only paid $1.50 for it. So I was expecting it to be that type of game going on. But I started playing the game. It took me 20 minutes. There isn't any stories. It's a bit of a weird game. When you're playing the game, you don't know if something's like it's supposed to be glitching the way it is, you don't know if the game's supposed to be glitching the way it is, or it's an actual glitch that's not supposed to be there. But I know it's about the game feels like almost trying to make you feel insane at somewhere or something. It's a bit weird to explain. So go check out the video. Of course, if you're watching the YouTube version, you'll see the video playing right now. It's a bit weird. It still had a fun. It was worth a dollar. I'll give it a dollar. It was fine enough. There's no story. There's no nothing. But I don't want to disparage the game. It was still like a fun little experience, but it wasn't like if you don't have that extra dollar to say don't waste your money on it. But it was. Watch the video. You'll see if you want to play. There's not much to it. In one playthrough, I got all the trophies just by looking. You just have to look at everything in the level, and that's pretty much it. Besides that, that's pretty much it. I don't know if you guys, last week I released a video, a new challenge. I don't know if I'm the first person to do that, but the title, I called it Dumb Idea, but the actual title is Not So VR Challenge. So basically, I have a phone VR headset, and I took out the front plaques or whatever, so you see the lenses in the back, and the main point of the challenge is to play a video game while I see through the lenses, which was fun. It was hilarious while I was playing it, but after a while I played for a good 40 minutes or something like that, I don't remember, and after a while my eyes were getting quite tired. I actually played for only 20 minutes, I think. Yeah, my eyes were getting extremely tired. So it was still fun. If you guys want to see more challenges like that, or any ideas for challenges, definitely let me know. I'll try them out. Not too like stupid or something that's gonna injure myself. That would kind of suck. And that's pretty much it. What I've been playing for the last week. I'll definitely play more Stellaris and Far Cry Primal, and then next week I'll talk about it when I get in the news there. So without further ado, let's jump right into the news. Alright, well, this week's news, I only have 4 stories to talk about, and yeah, there wasn't much going on as per news-wise. Not stuff that I want to talk about, but anyway, the first article is, it's from Kotaku, written by Brian Ashcraft, and it's introducing a new Pokemon app called Pokeland. So, the article reads as follows. In Pokeland, toy pocket monster Duke get out various in-game islands, think Pokemon Rumble, but for smartphones. Slated for iOS and Android, this app requires an internet connection, internet account, meaning blah blah blah. This app is going into Android-only alpha tests in Japan. The tests feature 6 islands, 52 different stages, 150 type of pocket monsters. During the alpha, players will be able to progress to the 15th floor of the Champion Tower. So note that those who participate in the app will not be able to transfer their data once the app is officially released, because said data will be deleted. The alpha runs until June 9th in Japan. No words. Okay. So the article is pretty small. Basically, yeah, I'll show a picture here that I am seeing right now. Basically, the game looks not too bad. It's a new app. I didn't know what else to talk about, so it looked pretty interesting. Another Pokemon game. I know lately they've been pumping them out there, and this one looks pretty interesting. Another type of battling game. I know a game I got addicted to last week was Magikarp Jump, or Jump Magikarp, or whatever they call it. I've actually been playing that game. It's actually pretty fun. I've after the first 2 days, I'm already starting to die down from the game there. It's stopped being interesting a bit, but It was still still pretty fun to play. And that's pretty much it for this news. Yeah, new Pokemon Land. I guess if they're so far, all the games have been pretty decent for like Nintendo / Pokemon games. So we'll definitely have to see what Pokemon has to say, and hopefully this time they'll release on iOS and Android at the same time. Would be pretty cool. Let's move on to the next article of news. This one's a bit more disappointing. Hopefully it gets better. Is this one is written by VG247. Friday the 13th, the game server issue and outdated Xbox One version sour fans on the game. So this article is written by Sherif Syed. Sorry if I butchered your name there. So, the article goes as follows. Horror fans' anticipation of Friday the 13th, the game, which was released this week, last week, the game turned into disappointment very quickly. The anticipated launch of Friday the 13th, the game, has been a letdown for most players. Almost everywhere you look by it, Reddit, the Steam forums, and even the game's own official forum, start to miss the noise players are making. The two biggest issues are server related, preventing players from logging in, and another that specifically pertains to the version released on Xbox One. Server issues have been reported since launch, with some particularly on consoles unable to play a single game. Database login failures, verify internet connectivity is the error the most commonly cited. Some have had better luck with playing the game using a different account through family sharing, which is nowhere near ideal, to say the least. The article continues, the developer responded by running maintenance to try and alleviate the issue before saying in the forum post that it was due to the number of players trying to log into at the same time. Additionally, those who manage to log in may find their rank and unlock resets, but the post assured player that their stats are saved in the back end, so this is just a visual error for now. Even those who do manage to get in are faced with long wait times, as many others remain stuck in the menus, officially reducing the available pool of players, and matchmaking will be pulling from... the article continues a bit lower, but I think we got the general GIF, if or whatever. I didn't know which word I'm looking for. Friday the 13th has been this. It sucks the game's having issues, because I personally have been waiting for the game for a while. I haven't had a chance. I didn't have the budget to buy it this time around, but I will once the issues are going to be solved. It's probably a game I do feel like I would want to try with like people or just myself or whatever. It does look very interesting. The price is a bit steep for what you're getting right now, though. But like they're saying, a lot of stuff is coming out. But anyway, that's not the crux of the news. It is unfortunate having like you're buying a new game for $40 or even where in Canada $50, and the stuff doesn't work. The game is getting a lot of like up and down review. Like some people's like, this is the worst game ever done. This is like the most disappointing game ever. And you're getting some people's like, when you get in the game is generally good. It's what you expect from a Friday the 13th game. You get Jason, you get variable skins for Jason, then you get all the camp counselors. And the general crux of the game is pretty fun. Like I've watched while the game was in beta stage for PC, the game is actually pretty fun. Like you're five to seven counselors, and you have to get away from Jason by getting a car fixed and ready to go. And of course, there's multiple other ways where you can call cops for them to come and help you exit the game or whatever. So. The game's general thing, its main spiel, is very interesting, but it sucks that a lot of people, like, what I've been hearing the most is the Xbox One thing is really the biggest issue right now, because a lot of people on Xbox can't even play the game whatsoever, which sucks. And I do follow Friday the 13th, the Twitter account, and they've been added, like, since this weekend. Like they're tweeting out almost every 5 minutes to try to let people know what's going on and if something's being fixed. So I'm sending good vibes to them, because the game seemed to have like full good intentions behind it, and hopefully the developers will be able to get this going up and being played, because that's what sucks about smaller smaller companies when they try to do games and they get a lot of hype out of it. There's so many people that attack the game at the same time, and small little companies are having problems going for it. Like, you, good example is Rocket League. Now, Rocket League is one of them, a game that's very popular right now. It's always like, I've listened to a podcast the other week or so that were saying that, like, one of the guys that work for Psyotic, no, I don't remember exactly the game, the creators from Rocket League, anyway, he was saying, like, their game since launch, after the first 3 months, the game has been going up constantly every month, and it's been out for, what, 3 years now? 2 years? 3 years? Oh, is it a year now? A year now? I don't remember, but since its launch a year or so ago, it's been continuously going up and up and up every month. Like, he was very surprised. They've went from a, what was he saying, like a 30-man team to an 85-man team or something like that, to keep supporting the game. And it's a constantly evolving game. And I'm hoping that Friday the 13th will see the same faith, because they only have 3 maps and a couple of Counselor and Jason skins so far. But I do see that they will be releasing more maps, and they're thinking about doing a campaign mode and stuff like that. And they haven't said that all of these things were going to be like downloadable DLC. I think there are a lot of it is included already in the $40. Well, I'm hoping $40 if you get 3 maps and only one game mode and stuff like that. Well, so I haven't seen any of the detail of the game itself, but you guys get the general crux of the game. Hopefully, guys, those get even better for them, hopefully, because the game does look very interesting. And that's it for that article news. So the little one, we'll move on to a little bit more funner, if I can say that word, a little bit funner news. It's about the PS Plus free games for June of 2017. So this month, everybody's going to be getting, if I go over to the PS, to the PlayStation blog, so we're getting, for PS4, we're getting Killing Floor 2 and Life is Strange. So definitely check that out when that comes out, because I might do a full playthrough of Life is Strange. I did play the first episode way back when it came out on the Xbox One. I reviewed it and everything. If you guys can definitely go check out the review on the MeTimeGamer.com and go to the review section, you can definitely check that out over there. The game did interest me. A lot of people complained, and of course, it was too SJWE and stuff like that. It's like, it's just a game. Fucking just play the game. Stop worrying about the back meaning of a game. Just play the goddamn game, people. But besides that, it is a good selection for PS4. Finally, it's been a while. Even Killing Floor 2 seems like a very interesting game. I think it's being released this month. I don't think it's already released on PS4. Let me go check real quick. So there's a couple more games too coming out. There's Abyss Odyssey, WRC5, World Rally Championship. There's Neo. Those two were for the PS3. Just get Killing Floor 2 PS4 release date. Give me a second here, guys. November 18th. Okay, so it's already been out for 6 months there. Okay, I thought it was actually, I didn't see it there go by on the PSN store. So for PS Vita, and these two are also cross-buy with PS4, is Neon Chrome and Spy Chameleon. So those are the 6 games available for you. I can't wait to see once they start putting out. Eventually, I'm assuming they're going to be putting out games for the PSVR eventually. I'm hoping. That'd be fun. But yeah, those 2 PS4 games are probably going to be very interesting. Hopefully, I'll have the chance to play. I know Killing Floor, I've seen the bigger YouTubers play that once in a while. And it seems very interesting. It's sort of, if I remember, it's a wave-based game where you have to equip your player and then you have to take down these creepy-ass monsters. They have the description here. Killing Floor 2 is the first-person co-op zombie shooter set in the immediate aftermath of Killing Floor, which I guess if you don't know what it is, it doesn't really help you. Tasked with descending into continental Europe to combat an outbreak of zombie virus, player will form groups up to 6 and work together to eradicate the undead and save civilization. So that's pretty cool. Jesus Christ. That's pretty cool. So yeah, those are all the PS Plus game. And yeah, so we only have one little article of news. So last week I talked about Far Cry 5. So this week we're going to talk about... Sometimes I jump back and forth. I have my ideas don't come out at the same time. So yeah, last week we talked about Far Cry 5. They were announcing it on Friday, and of course they did. They released the announcement trailer. I think it's about 3 minutes long, where they introduce narrated by Joseph, which is like the preacher of the cult of what do they call them? Game features. The cult. I got the page here. Just trying to find it here. Where the hell is this information? The cult. Learn more about the cult. So the cult is led by Joseph, if I remember correctly. The guy, if you guys remember the image from last week where I showed the guy sitting in the center, he's Joseph. I don't know why I wanted to say Jose. Jesus Christ, why the fuck is this taking so long? Just give me a second, I'm still here, don't worry. Anyway, yeah, you have the cult where they want to reload here. I guess it's a flash page, it just doesn't want to load. I got too many things open. Overview. Welcome to Hope County, Montana, land free and the brave, but also home to a fanatical doomsday cult known as the Project at Eden's Gate. It is threatening the community's freedom. Stand up to the cult leader Joseph Seed and the heralds and spark the fire of resistance that will liberate the besieged community. So yeah, that's Eden's End. And then of course you have while they released the gameplay trailer revealing Far Cry 5, they also released three other small trailer of what they call the Resistance. And I have to say, I really enjoy the setting of this game, like this radical cult thing. I think that's what I mentioned last week. I explained what I assumed the game was going to be, or my prediction of, and it's pretty much what I thought it was going to be because it was pretty obvious from the picture. And I can't wait to see that. Like it's weird to say when I'm watching the trailer. The first trailer is fine. You get like the mood of the game. You got a nice little country song because it's in Montana, and it's it just gives you into the vibe of the little town, which is known as Falls End, if I remember correctly. If you see in the trailer, you sit on the water tower and on the store sign or whatever. And then you get those three little trailers I said earlier, and they talk about the Resistance. Let's go here. Yeah, the Resistance. That's not what I clicked. God damn it. Okay. Okay, here it is. Okay. We got the projects at Eden Gate. The Project at Eden Gate believer collapse in the imminent, and only their merciless and middle leader, the Father, can save them. The cult, the Project at Eden, the led by the Father and commanded by the heralds, Eden Gate prays for those hopeless folks have fallen into economical and psychological despair. They believe the cult will provide them with the salvation in return to the most devote their soul. And okay, there's more info. So they also have put information in the game features. Okay, so that's what I wanted to find earlier. So open world, you're in control, set with beautiful rural Montana and built on an open world format. Hope County truly is the land of the free, from the simple pleasure of Holland Valley to the healing wonders of Henbane River to the raw power of Whitetail Mountains. You'll find endless adventure deep and the deeper you explore. Resistance cost. When you hit hard, the enemy gonna hit back harder. Far Cry 5's dynamic AI track the effect you're having in the game and alters the enemy's strategy against you. Be prepared, the cult will boost their efforts when you become less of a nuisance and more of a threat. Game on, game activities. The fate of Hope County is in your hand. Take a cold solo or team up with the fellow resistor in co-op mode and wreak havoc upon Joseph Seed and his band of cult followers. The biggest Far Cry release ever. You'll have everything at your disposal, from hired guns to hired fangs and the baddest arsenal on this side of the Mississippi. Guns and fangs for hire. Your posse comes in all shapes, sizes, and species to help aid in the campaign against the project at Eden's Gate. Call upon other resistance fire from the town and from the backcountry river bed and black skies, Hope County. So I won't go through all this because there's still a lot of information on that. If you go on the Ubisoft, the far-cry.ubisoft.com website, you'll get a lot more information on the game. So yeah, I was talking about the small little trailer. Sorry, I deviated way to the left there. So yeah, they were talking about, they were showing the little trailers for the Resistance, where you're introduced to Mary, Joseph, and another one I'm forgetting right now. God damn it. I have the information in front of me. I just, for some reason, I can't find it. I can't find the specific detail I'm looking for. We'll get it. Don't worry. Give me a second. I'm on the Ubisoft YouTube page there because the trailers are right there. So you have the one trailer for Pastor Jerome Jeffries. Sorry, I don't know why it was Joseph. Also, you have Nick Rye, and you have Mary Mae Fairgrave. So those are the three characters you're introduced to that are part of the Resistance. And I have to say, you have to watch these trailers because for some reason, those three trailers, the way they're done and the way that they're narrated, it really gives me you really get into the vibe of how those people feel in the moment of being invaded by this cult. For some reason, it's weird to say because this never happened to me, but I really got shivers every time I listened to the trailer. And I've listened to these trailers at least 5-6 times each by now, and every time I listen to them, I get the feeling that I'm facing their problem. I get the chill in my back that I feel like you have the feeling. Yeah, I would probably feel the same way they are right now. I'd want to protect myself and my hometown, city, and stuff like that. So definitely go check out all the information pertaining to that. There's a lot of information, not a ton. Of course, there'll be probably more information at E3, which is only a couple weeks away. Hopefully you guys are ready for that. That's going to be a lot of cool stuff happening. And that's going to be it for the news this week. That's all I had. There's not much more to talk about very interesting that is not depressing or stuff like that. So we will move on to kickstarting it.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
Alright guys, so if you don't know what kickstarting it, basically I go in the deep, deep web. Well, not actually the deep, deep web, but I go in the deep, deep pages of Kickstarter and the Indiegogo or any related website that do the same thing. I try to find a small little game that needs your help getting funded to get up there and be created on Steam or wherever. And one little game I found this time around is called Police Stories. So the small little blurb at the beginning here, it says, react fast to enemy actions, command your fellow mate to clean up the location and save hostage without unnecessary casualties. So there's, of course, if you're watching the video format of the YouTube video, you will see the trailer for the game that they're posted probably on their on their Kickstarter page. So basically the project is explained as follows. Unforgiving, intense, each mission is a story of police operative John Ryan and Rick Jones that involve infiltrating gang hideouts, rescuing hostages, making arrests, and many other life-threatening situations. We present a fresh take on top-down shooters inspired by a gritty police TV shows and film of the 90s. It puts a larger emphasis on the tactics and forces you to make split-second decisions every time you play. Don't create any unnecessary casualties. Push the perps to drop the weapon or shoot to kill. Sometimes the situation leaves you with no other choice. So there's a lot of cool little the page for the game keeps going. Of course, I'll read off the core mechanics quickly. There you have the surrender system. You can issue commands. The playthroughs are very random. Various type of lawbreakers. Try not to get spotted. Local and online co-op. full-scale level editor. So that's pretty cool. There's a lot of small details. Some info for the game. I should have read that at the beginning. The game is made by Mighty Morgan. I don't know if it's one person or multiple person. So the game needs basically $25,000 gold, and they already raised $3,373 from 70 backers, and they still have 31 days to go. So the project ends on July 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So definitely you guys go check out the game. I'll leave a link, of course, in the description below of the video or on the MeTimeGamer.com post about the podcast. You can check that there. And yeah, hopefully you guys will go support that. Of course, if you guys want to try out the game, there is an alpha on the Kickstarter page you can download. You can probably, if you look at my YouTube page, I'll probably, later in the week, I'll probably put out a small little video concerning the alpha. Maybe the day after this podcast is released or whatever. We'll have to see from there. Definitely go check out if you want to pledge for that. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, sorry. I was reading something. Yeah, definitely go to the Kickstarter page, click the link, and definitely go check out the project if you want to help out the game. All right, we have finally reached the end of the podcast today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. That was fun. Oh, I didn't know we were going to reach 30 minutes today. Didn't know what I was going to talk about, but we finally made it to the end. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Of course, if you enjoyed, please take the couple minutes it takes. Go rate me on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. I think you can do it there too. And anywhere you can rate, even leave me a comment on the YouTube video or even on the MeTimeGamer.com post for the podcast. You can leave a comment there, tell me you like it, what to change, anything. Or even if you don't want to do any of that and you just want to send me a quick email, you can definitely do so at podcast@MeTimeGamer.com, where you can give me a critique, anything you want, if I'm doing it well. I will be putting a new intro. Hopefully you guys, well, by this time you already heard it. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Of course, I'm testing stuff out. I'm editing audio and stuff like that to make it sound more appealing and more customized to my liking. Yeah, of course, if you want to help support the podcast, I would really appreciate that. You can definitely do that by going to patreon.com/MeTimeGamer. There's only one tier for you guys just to help me out. I'm not offering much, but of course, it's written there what I offer for you guys, what I can do, of course, with my the time I have to do so. And is there anything else? Of course, if you want to follow me, if you're on the YouTube page, like the video and subscribe to the channel. Really appreciate that. That's where most of my activities are, on YouTube. And of course, you can also help out going to twitch.tv/MeTimeGamer and hitting that follow button there too. I try to stream weekly. I haven't done it this week. I ran out of time, and I don't know if I'll have time this weekend to do so. I got a company coming over, so I will be quite busy cleaning up and doing all those kind of things. And of course, you can still hit the follow button, and when I go live, you get notified. And of course, you can follow me everywhere, Twitter, everywhere else, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And of course, that's pretty much it. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys and girls for listening. And I will see. I will come out. I will. What am I trying to say here? Give me a second here. I will be back in your ears. I'll get it, guys. I'm getting super tired. I'm just seeing the time go. I will be back in your ears next week. Hopefully next week. So thank you so much, guys, for watching or listening. And I will see you next time. Keep on keeping on.